Episode 1336, How to Escape Negative Thinking Traps.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, do we have some talking to do. Oh, yes. You better be ready because we're going to wipe out the negativity, how to escape negative thinking traps. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You better be staying tuned. Oh, yes, it's so exciting. It's around the corner this fall. Some exciting things are coming up. So you want to make sure you are on the Kisses newsletter. If you haven't already subscribed, be sure to do that. And also stay tuned here on the podcast because there will be a special offer only for you listeners. All right, we have to jump in. And I got to tell you, it's Confession Day. And this has been kind of a rough week when it comes to negativity. And sometimes I believe that we just have these swarms of stuff that comes into our lives. And I've been noticing this about my children. You know, part of growing up and learning how to manage the game of life starts by knowing how to escape negative thinking traps. The traps that hold you back from taking the next step. Saying yes when everyone else is telling you no, and giving up before you even begin. Life is so competitive for our children, and it's not any better for us as adults. We label our children as winners from the day they were born. We compare what notes on how fast your child came, how long were you in labor. We even talk about their birth measurements. And then it carries on to how quick they crawl and walk, read and add, play sports, and excel amongst their friends. Why do we push our children the way we do? Have we ever stopped long enough, paused, when all of a sudden we became a parent? You're pregnant. You're going to have a baby. You're adopting this beautiful child. And now what am I going to do? How do I train them up? Why do we push our children the way we do? Yes, we want what's best for them. However, how do you determine the best? Sometimes what we want for their best is only adding to their worst, not being able to live up to what mom thinks or even what dad thinks. We place these thoughts in their heads. We don't mean to, but it happens. The first failure comes with a blow to our heart, but to them, it's just falling down. We make it a bigger deal than what it has to be. And moms, we have to be careful not to over-exaggerate the problem. We love words and retelling the stories, hashing it out. Think about it. How many times do you tell your girlfriends the same story? Is it really the same story? Oh, no. You use different paragraphs and exclamation points and question marks, but it's retelling the stories. We love words, but for our children, it's reliving what they didn't think was a big deal, yet now it's a huge deal. In the beginning, the words cut the heart, opening up the floodgates of negative thinking. How are you painting your child's failures in his mind? Where does she really struggle? Have you ever stopped long enough to really think about that? I don't believe we do. I usually do after I put my foot in my mouth and I'm fumbling over trying to be the best mom ever. And I'm like, how did I get up in this mess? Honestly, we tend to mess up our own children by wanting what's best for them. In reality, we need to give them guidance, not commands, love, and not wishful thinking. Building them up to know who they are in Christ and who they are to you. They want something tangible to grab hold of. When we think we're leading them to higher ground, sometimes it's more of luring to the negative thinking traps. You know, when you dangle that carrot and you say, oh, come on, I'll get you this. Go work for that. You'll see how great you are. Really? Now, this is not to fault you. We all are trying our best as we know it. But can we know more? Can we do better? Yes. Negative thoughts are centered around exaggerations and untruths. Do you believe that? Listen to that again. Negative thoughts are centered around exaggerations and untruths. For example, a child can be playing at recess, stumbles and falls. So then the next game comes along and no one picks them for that next game. And all you hear from your child after they come home from school is, nobody wanted to pick me. You didn't get the whole story. You just got the statement of, Mom, it was a bad day. At recess, nobody wanted to pick me. That's an exaggeration. And on top of that, it's the false labels, right? The nobody. Now, granted, that's how our children see it. But we take that little piece of what we see to be as truth, and it actually is an exaggeration and an untruth. And so we are taking all of this and luring them into the negative thinking traps. Dag nabbit. And here we thought we were doing good. I know for me, it's hard because we push our children. We do. We want them to do their best, not leveled up to each other. We have five. And so I don't compare number one with number two or number four with number two or number four with number three or number three with number one. There's no comparison. We truly try hard at that. The only comparison they have is to themselves. It's not about their brother or sister, their sister or their sister, or whatever it is. No. It's okay. You were made like this. You were created like this. This is a strength. This is a talent. This is a weakness. Maybe you shouldn't go here. Or maybe you want to go here because you want to conquer that weakness. We try to do our best, but we still fall down. And I know for me, sometimes when they've had a kind of a bad week and it seems like everything is nothing but tomatoes and tomatoes being thrown at them, rotten and everything. Did you listen to that episode from yesterday, episode 1335? Isn't Miss Jane a hoot? If you haven't listened to that episode, you've got to go back to it because she talks about how we're always going to have people who throw tomatoes at our field of dreams. And in reality, that's what we do as parents. And I know we don't mean to. I know I don't mean to. We just want what's best for our children. But instead of really helping them excel, trying to lead them to higher ground, we're actually luring them to these negative thinking traps. We have to be careful how we respond to our children in how they share life experiences when we don't know the entire real story. We got to learn that real story. We got to understand. So maybe your child came home and said, nobody wanted to pick me. What do you do? What if you want to know how to escape negative thinking traps for your child and for you? What do? You break free with truth. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Break free with truth. This is truth grounded in the real, not the exaggerated story. Philippians 4:8 says this, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever is true, think about such things. It's the truth. Break free with truth. So how do you break free with truth? Well, it comes with laser truth. The laser that cuts through all the CRAP in life. And we have to have it. And if we don't have it, we tend to mess up more. So let's break it down. Number one, L, listen to your child. All right, moms, I'm telling you, you know I love to talk, but get out that duct tape and shut your mouth and listen to your child. Let them tell the whole story. whatever and however they want to tell it, let them tell the whole story. No expectations from you or self-interpretations. Just listen. And if you have to, put your finger on your mouth as a reminder. I do it too. Because with our experiences, especially if you're one that's like, oh, I remember that. I remember when I was in seventh grade, I had this experience. And then you begin to tell your story. And then pretty soon your child is caught up in your story and you haven't even heard their story. Sound too familiar, doesn't it? Been there, done that way too many times. So listen to your child. Number 2A, ask. Ask questions for clarity. Don't make assumptions. The story we were using, nobody wanted to pick me. Nobody picked me, Mom. I just sat there all alone. Nobody picked me, Mom. What do you mean nobody picked you? Now be quiet. You ask the question, let them answer it. Ask questions for clarity. What was everybody doing? Why did you want to be picked? What was going on at recess at that time? Ask questions, and not yes, no, but open-ended, ones that they have to answer in full, long sentences and paragraphs, and that means you get to be quiet longer. Yes, I love that. So listen, ask. Number 3S, summarize. Summarize the emotions expressed and name them. Name those emotions. Don't just sit there and let them tell the story and kind of put everything to be the same thing. We need to get our children to understand different feelings and emotions in life because that's always going to happen. In life, we're going to be disappointed, aren't we? We're going to feel unloved at times. We're going to feel left out. We're going to feel deceived. We're going to feel sad. We're going to feel excited and happy. We need them to understand what it means in their language. So as they tell their story, then you begin to help them understand by summarizing the emotions. What was your child feeling? And ask them, how did that make you feel? What were you thinking in that moment when they started playing the game and you were left on the side sitting with the teacher? Maybe your child will surprise you and say, oh, Mom, I didn't think anything about it. I just went and, you know, ran to the swings and started swinging. I love swinging. So here it all started out with nobody picked me, but in actuality, it really wasn't a big deal. But we made it a huge deal. How to escape negative thinking traps. Listen, ask, summarize those emotions. Number 4E, examine the story as told. No elaborations. You didn't catch a fish that was 2.5 feet long. It was only 3.5 inches. Use only the information given to you. And if you're like, but they don't give me a lot of information, then go back to the good old A and ask questions for clarity. Examine the story as told to you. I think about Jesus in the Bible and reading all of the parables, the stories. He taught us lessons through the stories. And then he examined them and would ask the question, and what do you think? What would you do? Do the same here. We learn from the best. Why not do what Jesus did? Examine the story as told. And finally, number 5R, resolve with actions. My favorite one, take what? Aim, action ignites motivation. When you take aim, you're doing what? You're empowering your child to take that next leap forward. And that leap may be a baby step. It may be just understanding their feelings. It may be going and conquering and playing and winning the game. Whatever it is, it's resolved with actions. It's the what's next. these negative thoughts that we have in our head and the traps that we kind of lure ourselves into, because we do it to ourselves, don't we, Mom? Come on, Dad, be honest. You do it too. Maybe not as much because you brush things off a lot easier than we women do. But regardless, we need to understand how to handle these. And when we can break through and break free with truth, you've got that laser. It cuts through anything. There's going to be a lot of CRAP in this world. But that doesn't mean you have to own it. So take that laser out. And let's begin to cut down and cut out all these negative thinking traps. Let's shut them down. And let's begin to learn how to deal more on the positive side. No, life isn't always going to be perfect. You're going to have hardships. I can remember when my father passed away. I would be talking and I really did feel like I was the one who didn't have to control everything, but I was the one that was helping my mom kind of organize everything. And I wasn't living where she was. But I was making sure we had pictures and we were doing the movies and getting the music done. And my mom was kind of writing the order of service. And I was coordinating other things from afar. So between her and I, it was like, okay, this is what I want, not meaning me want, my mom wants. And then I was doing it alongside her. And I can remember someone asking me, I don't remember who it was, doesn't matter. But they said, your father just passed away. Why are you smiling? And I thought, because as much as I miss him, I love him. And we had an extremely wonderful, beautiful relationship. I don't regret one minute. I made sure that when I last talked to him, that I told him, I love you, Dad. When I sent him a text, it was, I love you. I miss you. I cannot wait to see you. We didn't leave anything, quote unquote, undone. I could smile. Now, was I sad? Of course I was sad. I lost my dad. But you see, there was also a piece of me that knew somewhere in my life's journey, maybe eventually I'll understand why my dad died when he did. The kids were really little then, and we simply told them that God needed him in heaven. He needed a strong angel. And that's what we still tell them today. They have the best angel looking over each of you. And I do believe that. And yes, do I miss him? Yes. But that, the whole idea of death doesn't have to be negative. You can have it as a positive. Is the hurt still going to exist? Yes. Are you going to miss him still? Yes. Will you be sad at times? Yes. But can you still wear a smile? Absolutely yes. Break free with truth. We've got to start encouraging and empowering our children with positive thoughts. You change your mind, you change the world. You change your thoughts, you change the world. What about you? What thoughts do you need to change? Maybe there's some thoughts in the past that you need to extinguish. If you're one who's sitting there going, I just got so much CRAP, I need a really, really, really strong laser to carve it all out. I promise you God will show up. But it does help to have someone who walks that journey with you. It's hard doing it alone. And sometimes we're caught up in our own situations that even when we want to talk to our own family members, we can't. Because we feel like if we do, we're showing them a part of us that, well, maybe we don't want them to see. I don't know what your excuse is. But if you're one who is struggling right now, when it comes to negativity, your thoughts, helping your child and them figuring out their path. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a complimentary free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's when you and I get to sit down and I get to hear your story, where you're at, where you're struggling, so we can get that laser out and carve out a heart that empowers you to go where you've wanted to go all along. Be bold and brave today. Have courage and click on that link, Take Aim, in the show notes. When the going gets tough, the tough get what? They get going. Are you ready to pick up that laser and break free with truth? It starts today, and it starts with you. Positive thoughts spoken in truth. Let's break free and break through. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous Friday. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.